I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. IU Opera Theater presents Giancarlo Menotti's The Last Savage, a show from 1963 described as an absurd comedy about the daughter of an American millionaire who has a project for an anthropology degree, is determined to find a primitive man, the last savage, and take him to America for studies. The production's conducted by Constantine Kitsopoulos. Stage director is Ned Canty, just come, by the way, from a production in Santa Fe in 2011 that got great reviews. They'll be at the IU Musical Arts Center November 14, 15, 20, and 21. And our guests are Eric Smedsrud and Robert Gerald, who play the savage. Looking at the characters here, a perky daughter, a grasping millionaire, an equally grasping Maharaja, and apparently you gentlemen play the only normal person in this entire show.
Yeah, to an extent, definitely. We're definitely the most connectable character. Everyone else is a bit ridiculous in their own unique ways. Kitty is obsessed with her ultimate goal of anthropology. The two rich men are, of course, obsessed with their money. And to an extent, us as the everyday average guy were taken advantage of by the powers that be in this opera.
So Robert says that you're taken advantage of. Eric, as you're singing the part, being taken advantage of course.
Sure.
How do you see yourself as sort of the centering character in the show?
Well, I think, yeah, what Robert said, basically he's just an everyday man. He's someone who has a simple life, lives on simple means. He's a peasant, and I think essentially he's the straight man in the show. He's the one that the comedy kind of bounces off of. So that's sort of how I see the role.
I've heard people say that in a duo, the straight man is the person who has the toughest job. Robert, what do you think about that?
Generally, yes, especially in straight plays, I would agree. But with this show in particular, it's just a ridiculous amount of fun, and it's very easy, very natural comedy. It really just is a naturally well-written piece by Menotti.
Now, it begins in 1963. I gather not in English.
No, it was first in Italian, and it was later translated into English and performed at the Metropolitan Opera. Reviewers were like, this or that, but audiences seemed to really, really get it. I had the old recording of it, and you almost sometimes can't hear the audio because the laughing is so profound, and the audience really loved it. I think that's going to be the case with this production.
Menotti definitely, in this sort of early 60s production, is taking swings at politics. He's taking swings at consumerism. I gather even takes some swings at some other composers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's an entire scene in the second act when Abdul is being presented after being tamed by Kitty. He's brought and presented to the greatest representatives of each field of science, music, various things of Western culture. And it eventually leads to Abdul kind of freaking out and having a nervous breakdown and running and fleeing to the forest to live by himself. That's how much he disdains Western culture. And it's such an interesting piece. It really hits home today and then.
Robert Gerald and Eric Smedsrud, they both play the role of the savage, a character that they each describe as being the center of the production of The Last Savage by Giancarlo Menotti, a show described as a colorful, antic-filled, and shamelessly campy production. Opens at the IU Opera Theater on November 14th, plays on the 15th, the 20th, and the 21st. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.